The Unheard Conversation. We are currently living through what might be the most fractured, noise-soaked era our species has ever endured. The world doesn't simply ask for your attention anymore. It lays siege to it. It claws at the gates, demanding every scrap of your cognitive bandwidth until you are running on empty. Our pockets thrum with a nervous electric rhythm. Our inboxes overflow with the artificial panic of corporate demands. And the 24-hour news cycle screams for just one more second of your time. We have trained ourselves to become perpetual motion machines, flitting from screen to screen like moths, scanning headlines but never landing long enough to understand them. In this unending, jagged flux, the sensation of actually settling into a moment, of giving a single subject, let alone a human being, more than the runtime of a viral video, feels increasingly foreign. It feels like a lost language. Yet, this hyper-connected existence extracts a toll that is as heavy as it is invisible. We love to brag about our ability to reach across oceans in milliseconds, claiming to be more linked in than any generation in history. But look closer. We are simultaneously losing the rudimentary, messy skill of connecting with the living, breathing person standing right in front of us. We have swapped depth for breadth, hoarding contacts like trading cards while intimacy slips through our fingers. Our relationships are quietly paying the price for this trade. Stop for a second. Think back to your last genuine interaction. I don't mean a passing nod in the hallway or a logistical negotiation about who is picking up dinner. I mean a moment when someone tried to hand you something substantial. A sharp fear, a quiet aspiration, or a knotty problem they couldn't untangle alone. Ask yourself honestly, were you truly inhabiting that moment, or was a percentage of you already gone? Your eyes might have been locked on their face, but your mind was likely exiting the room, drifting toward the next calendar invite, ghostwriting a reply to an unchecked email, or waiting for the phantom buzz of a notification that hadn't even arrived yet. When we fail to govern our environment, when we fail to quiet that internal static, we slip into passive listening. In this state, the mechanics of hearing remain intact. Sound waves still strike the eardrum, the brain registers the acoustic data, and we nod on autopilot. But the soul of the interaction evaporates. We see the speaker, but we look right through them. This behavior creates a listening desert. A barren landscape where intimacy starves for lack of water. Misunderstandings take root in the silence of missed cues, and trust degrades because the other person instinctively knows the truth. They are competing with something else for your attention, and they are losing. The Power of Active Intent. This book is an attempt to reclaim the atrophied art of empathic listening. To really grasp this, we have to strip away the confusion between the passive act of hearing and the active, sweaty choice of listening. Hearing is biology. It is the autonomic reception of noise, no different than shivering when it's cold. Listening is volitional. It is a choice. Active listening isn't just keeping your mouth shut while you wait for your turn to speak. It is a high-energy pursuit requiring rigor and discipline. It demands that you strangle your own internal monologue, the part of you desperate to interrupt, to fix, to solve, so you can absorb the subtle frequency of nonverbal data and validate someone else's emotional reality. Mastering this skill does not simply make you a more polite dinner guest. It unlocks a capacity that alters the trajectory of every interaction you have. In your private life, this shift pushes you past surface-level chatter. You stop missing the fragile bids for connection your partner throws out and begin to read the subtext of their days. It becomes vital when the heat rises. Instead of triggering defense mechanisms, you learn to de-escalate tension. You solve the actual problem by unearthing the root cause, rather than skirmishing over the symptoms or the specific heated words thrown in the moment. In the professional sphere, empathic listening acts as a harsh differentiator. It anchors a culture of psychological safety. Teams perform better not because they are ordered to, but because they feel understood. They know their leader is engaged with their humanity, not just their output. Your roadmap to mastery. You aren't holding this book because you need to be persuaded that listening matters. You are here because the skill feels out of reach, and you want to reclaim the reins of your own wandering mind. Consequently, this is not a theoretical treatise or a philosophy textbook. It is a tactical manual for reconstructing your listening habits from the bedrock up. Our progression follows three distinct cumulative phases. We start with the foundation of presence. Before you can build new structures, the site must be cleared of debris. We will identify and neutralize the external interference and internal biases that hijack your focus before a word is even spoken. With the ground prepared, we move to the skill set. We will assemble the mechanics of the four building blocks: focus, feedback, emotional attunement, and intent. You will learn to decipher the hidden script of body language, the twitch of a hand, the shift of a gaze, and acquire the precise verbal instruments necessary to ensure others feel seen. Finally, we step into the application. Tools are meaningless if they stay in the shed, so we take them into the friction of the real world. You will apply empathic listening in high-stakes environments, navigating everything from quiet domestic arguments to the loud nuances of managing a diverse workforce. Listening is not a passive trait encoded in your DNA, nor is it a switch available for immediate toggling. It is a discipline. It is a muscle that demands resistance, weight, and repetition to grow strong. This path requires a commitment to the long haul. But for those willing to do the work, the return is a life defined by richer connection, durable influence, and the profound feeling of finally understanding the world around you.